Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Family Guide to Narnia. Biblical Truths in C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia by Kristen Ditchfield. Narrated by Lisa Larson. Foreword by Wayne Martindale. How many of us, after finishing a Narnia book or any Lewis book, drop the volume to our laps and cast our eyes to the distance in wonder? Where did he get a vision of such cosmic sweep? How did he come to understand such depths of human longing? How could he know so much about the complex mix of good and evil, both in the world at large and in each human heart? What accounts for the energy and the urgency? Why do these books reach me at such depths of hope and fear? The most important answer to each of these questions is the Bible. Jesus had Lewis's heart, and Lewis's head was filled with biblical knowledge. To be sure, there have been few as profoundly learned in the languages, literature, history, and philosophy of the entire human race. But all this learning he interpreted through the lens of Scripture. Kristen Ditchfield's A Family Guide to Narnia richly illustrates how true this is as she displays chapter by chapter how each book in the 7-volume Chronicles of Narnia teems with biblical parallels and insights. No matter how many times we read these books, there always seems to be something new to discover. A friend once quipped that one of the best things about being a parent is having an excuse for reading the Narnia books all over again. Whether you are reading the books to the children in your life, or just have the haunting feeling there is more here but you can't quite put your finger on it, A Family Guide to Narnia will help you glean the wealth of biblical background and make applications to life. Lewis had what could be called a biblical imagination. The truths about God, about God's plan for human history, the realms of good and evil, and the ethics that flow from an understanding of God's character, all of this and more informs everything he wrote. In writing these stories, Lewis wasn't allegorizing Scripture, however. As he says, "With me, all fiction begins with pictures in my head, some that had been there since he was 16. But as he spun the tales, because his mind was so thoroughly suffused with Scripture, he wrote, second nature, stories of profound theological heft. It was simply part of who he was and how his mind worked. In this sense, Lewis worked from the Bible to the stories. Ditchfield's guide works from the stories back to the Bible. Working through the guide will not only enhance our understanding and appreciation of the Narnia books, but will educate us in the scope of the Bible and its relevance to everyday life. A guide of this substance and clarity could only have been written by someone with a rich and thorough knowledge of both Lewis's work, and not just the Chronicles, and the Bible. As Kristen Ditchfield shows, Lewis's Bible knowledge ranges from Genesis to Revelation. What arrested me in reading through this guide for the first time was how important the Old Testament is to both the background of Narnia and to issues of contemporary life. Lewis took seriously the Bible's command to bring every thought captive to Christ. Ditchfield's guide is a valuable aid in helping us do the same. If you've been looking for a way to jumpstart private or family devotions,